Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name's John Boy. I got Jake with me. We're going to talk some Yankees versus Blue Jays. The pregame show. That's the gist of it. Jake, you excited for this series? Or kind of like, I don't care. It's the Jays. We clinched already. I'm over it.
Yankees, Blue Jays, pregame show. That's like 80% of it. 20%, we don't know. That's just how it goes.
We don't know what?
What might come up?
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, this, you got the main course there. But that other 20%, watch out. Just how you put down the pitcher's Wagas. Am I excited for this game? No. No, I think that's more than fair, right? I mean, we clinched yesterday. It was the big party. I'm sure, like, Coney's going to be cracking so many jokes about guys feeling it and stuff. I think this is a little bit of a better lineup than we expected, right? You and I thought they were going to dig in the weeds, but it looks like a real team.
Much better lineup than I expected, so we will start there. The lineup for today's game for the Yankees is as follows. DJ LeMay is leading off, playing third base. Aaron Judge is out there. He's DHing. I thought they'd give him 2 days off in a row. Didi Gregorius is at short. Gleyber Torres is at second. Voit's at first base. Gardner's in center field. Clint Frazier's in right field. Austin Romine behind the plate. And Tyler Wade in left field. Haps on the mound. My brain, Jake, when I saw this was, A, to me, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. DHing Stanton seems to make way more sense than DHing Judge. Judge is banged up. Stanton needs to get at-bats. There must be something I don't know or a thought process that I am not in line with, because that kind of doesn't make sense to me. That's where my brain goes. Also, it just goes to show everyone, like, Clint Frazier's better in left. Play him in his better position. And the Yankees are like, no, Tyler Wade will play the harder outfield and Clint will play right.
Yeah, if someone's still doing the Clint Frazier left field fight, I can't help you. Jim, I think the only logic I've got for Judge Stanton is that you know, Stanton is still very much in, like, almost a spring training mode. He played what, 5-6 innings in left field in the first game, and then he DH'd a full game. So the off day here isn't out of line. I think you and I were like, yo, DH this guy because every at-bat gives him a better chance of being good. But this, I'm assuming this was the regular Giancarlo Stanton schedule.
Yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to run him into the ground since he just got back out there. And then Haps on the mound. And I think that this will be, I mean, Haps going, and I think it'll be complete slop behind him.
Oh, bullpen-wise.
Bullpen-wise.
Gotcha.
Chapman pitched yesterday and Guerin pitched yesterday. I guess they could use Canely, Ottavino, Britton, like, they can. They're all, if this was a must-win game, they're all readily available, everyone. But, I don't know, yeah. It just feels to me like they're going to be like, Hap, give it hell, then we'll hand the ball over to, maybe we'll let Mike King fuck around, or Heller, or Sessa, or Chance.
Yeah, this is the first game, Jim, that I think we've had a good vibe the whole season. Nobody's pitched 3 days in a row. We've had a pretty good vibe if they were going to use the good guys out of the bullpen. I have no idea. I think they're going to use them. This lineup is more serious than we thought, which tells me if there's a winnable game to be had and they're not going to break their normal bullpen rules, they're still going to use guys. Because, I mean, I guess they do get, the first playoff game is Thursday. I keep messing this up.
The fourth, whenever that is.
So I think the first playoff game is the Thursday. So, I mean, last regular season game is Sunday. So even if one of them pitches then, they're going to have 3 days off. So I think they're just kind of going to stick to their normal not use a guy 3 days. They'll probably shy away from not using guys back-to-back days. Although a lot of the relievers kind of like that stuff. So it's something to watch for. I'm not sure, but I think they're going to use the good guys, especially like this is a decent lineup.
Yeah. And this lineup. Oh, sorry again.
This lineup is going against Waggis Pack, who we've seen twice now. He's not that great. I think they got him for 3 runs last time, and he was the bulk guy, not the opener, or something like that. So DJ LeMahieu has 2 hits against him. Aaron Judge has 2 hits against him, and Brett Gardner has 2 hits against him, all in very limited action. Guardy has a home run off of Waggis Pack. And Glaber's 0-2, Voit's 1-2 with a double. That's all the history there. We saw him recently, and I don't think he fared too well.
So. Jakey Wags. Yeah, 4.7 ERA on the season. The pride of Dutchtown High School in Geismar, Louisiana.
Waggis Pack.
Waggis Pack.
Waggis Pack. The Blue Jays, if you care, have Alford's leading off playing left field. Doing it, Biggio is batting second, playing second. Gurriel's DHing. Vladdy's at third, batting fourth. He's hot right now. So is Biggio. That fuck, Randall Grichuk, batting fifth. So he'll probably get Hap for a homer today. Hernandez in center field. Smoke at first base. Man, his journey has kind of been weird. Jansen catching. And Urena at shortstop. Welcome to Urena.
And what's going on, Blue Jays? Yeah, you're very right. And the Blue Jays are coming off of playing the Orioles, so the Orioles got a lot of their bats hot. We'll see if they keep that going. You're right about Grichuk. You just have to hold him to a solo shot today. That's a big what to watch for.
He's hitting a home run off Hap. I mean,
it's crazy that if you think no, you're in the minority. Obviously. Baseball. But, yeah, I mean, Grichuk versus Hap, that's an insane matchup. And, yeah, we'll see. I mean, they've got some good righty hitters. Jim, I don't know if I can make it my official what to watch for, but September Hap is still a thing, by the way. 17 innings pitched, 18 strikeouts. He's only given up 2 earned runs. That's a 1.06 ERA.
What was his last start? I don't thought his last start was not good.
His last start was Detroit. He got the quick hook. He couldn't, if you remember, it was the game Clint Frazier misplayed a ball, kind of cost him an inning. So he got pulled at 4.2. 2 earned runs, which, again, that's not a flashy start. I mean, five innings pitch, 2 earned runs, we'd kind of shrug and be like, we'll take that. It sucks he couldn't get the last one. But and if you remember, he felt it. Clint missed the ball, which cost him 10 pitches, so kind of another inning. And then he fell apart at scene before his shutout streak ended. And then he gave up the home run and his day ended up looking a lot worse. But I mean, on the whole, for the month of September, J-Hap still looks really good.
Really good. Dude, Justin Smoke's journey is weird.
Tell us about it, Jim.
He's a first-round pick. Right? Big time prospect. Traded from the Rangers to the Mariners for Cliff Lee. And he was like the big get in that trade for the Mariners. And I don't know. Did he even play for the Mariners? I think he did. And he just wasn't good. And they like released him. And then he went to the Blue Jays. And then he had some seasons where you're like, damn, okay, Smoke figured it out. But now he's like not again.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the one positive outlier. His 2017, 38 homers, 90 RBI. Jim, you know the ball had a little extra flavor in it in 2017, too. If you take out 2017, it all kind of adds up. That one really good season is kind of the outlier.
Hmm.
Although, I mean, at 2018 last year, he was just really solid. 25 homers, a 350 on base, an 808 OPS. I mean, that's a solid ball player, but it seems like he's taking a step back down this year.
He's batting like six or whatever. He was supposed to be a cog in their lineup.
I mean, his batting average is .206.
That's not good.
That's not wonder good, if Jake. Wonder if maybe Schiff's caught up to him a little bit more. I have no idea.
I have no idea. Where do you think he's from?
I kind of peeked, so I don't think I can answer.
Wow. So you know that he's from Goose Creek.
I knew he was a South Carolina boy. I didn't know it was
Goose Creek. It's where he was conceived, birthed, and spent the first 5 years of his life.
Stratford High School.
Goose Creek. You never even been. You don't got the gumption.
Did he get paid ever?
They wouldn't like you there. Yeah, I think he signed with the Blue Jays.
Let's see. Selected off Blue Jays, signed with the Blue Jays, $4 million, $4 million, $8 million, and he's a free agent after this year. How about that?
Tough times. Tough times to be a free agent. You'll take it. My what to watch for is like, yo, don't get hurt, anyone. Mm. And Hap's vying for a start, dude. Like,
yeah.
With Herman being officially out for the whole postseason, Hap is playing for a start. I mean, it's not like going to be given to him, but if Hap continues, like his next two starts are lights out, like he might be starting game four.
If they start use four Balkan. Starters.
Balkan starting, like his, like a serious role in the postseason.
He's involved.
Yeah. Which
we thought he might not be a week or two ago. And yeah, Jim, I mean, if he goes out and throws five, six innings of 1-0 earned run ball, I mean, he's lined up to have walk away what looks like an incredible September. Yeah, and I think the nobody getting hurt thing, that's a what to watch
just
for.
Just don't
the rest
fucking of get hurt.
And you know what? Just don't do it. Don't do it stupidly. Don't be taking extra base, going to third, and sliding head first. Don't. Whatever happens, don't do it in a stupid manner.
Yeah, don't do it. Jake, I have a what to watch for, but I'm not going to share it with you.
Okay, I love it.
Okay, cool.
We'll move on. That's good.
We'll move on. And we did the
will you share it with me ever?
Yeah.
I don't think you should.
Okay, well. And we already did the pitching path to victory. They're all available. I for some reason have a feeling they're not going to use him, but they may. They very well can. The four horsemen.
Yeah, I think they would. That they got rested.
I think they might try to use like the four horsemen light, like Guerin, Heller, Sessa.
Don't use that phrase.
Well, there's those guys, and then there's like the
horse. Four ponies.
Four ponies, and then. There's like Chance Adams and Nestor, and they're like the dead horses.
Jim, give me a
Liberty or give me yes.
I'm watching Clint Frazier. I want him to think he's making a push for the postseason roster. Even though if the right people get healthy, he probably doesn't have a spot. But hey, knock on wood, you never know. But I want Clint to I want him to make his fan base be like, why wouldn't we have this guy on the team?
Okay, cool. Let's move on to
where'd you go?
Huh? Right here. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Father and Holy Spirit and the Homer draft and the long ball.
Time for snacks.
It's a good joke.
It's a Dane Cook joke.
Was that Dane? I didn't know if that was Dane or Gaffigan, but it sounds like Gaffigan because of food. But
I think it's Dane.
He's
talking
yeah.
about when the priest starts singing, like, time for snacks. Yeah. Okay, Homer draft, Jake, you have the first pick.
Homer draft, first pick. Damn.
Don't wait to keep us waiting. We're on the edge.
You had a hell of a Homer draft last week, Jim. Last series.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did a good job. My homer draft today, this is tricky. Waggis pack, huh? Waggis pack.
Wag-schmack. It's Wag-schmack for short.
Wag-schmack. Clint Frazier. Sorry, dude.
You're such a fucking dick.
Dude, keep this off the air.
My what to watch for? I was like, I
we
gotta.
Said we weren't gonna air this out on the pregame show.
Like, fuck you, dude. You might as well be Randall Grichuk right now. My whole fucking thing was
your look right now.
Okay, you shut up. My whole thing was I have what to watch for. I'm not gonna share it with you because if I do, you'll fucking snake him in the homer draft. And it's that Clint Frazier hit one home run. Now his confidence meter is gonna be through the fucking roof. He's gonna go off this series because it's meaningless. He's gonna get a lot of action and he's gonna hit a home run. And I was gonna drop all of this on you once you didn't choose Clint first in the homer draft. Now you just stole everything. So good pick,
so
Jake.
You're fake what to watch for that you didn't tell anyone essentially was what my what to watch for was.
Same thing. You stole it. That's why I hid when you were saying it. I was mad at you.
I mean, that's I walk in here, that look you had going a minute ago, that was some like 90s Cali bro stuff.
Can't believe it.
Okay, it's sorry, crazy. You're up.
It was a good pick. I think Clint's going to hit a home run. I was trying to hide it from you.
Appreciate you, Lords of Blogtown.
Now I got to rethink my whole thing because I knew I was going to take Clint.
Clint.
Might have to drop the hammer on you now.
You better not.
I am.
I said you better not.
I am, dude. I'm taking fucking Judge and Gardy.
Cause my secret what to watch for was Judge and Gardy trying to hit home runs today.
Does this look like I had a toupee on?
Dude, you look like 90s Cali, dude.
A fake toupee.
What's up, Brez?
What's up, brethren?
Hell of a pick. But
picks. Which one? Do you think both of them or do you think just one's a hell of a pick?
Well, that was my secret what to watch for. It was both of them trying to hit home runs today. But great pick. I will be taking Luke Voit, Jim, because he's been robbed of his last four hits. So he knows he's got to go out of the park. That's the only way to eliminate the defense and clear the mechanism. So
not a great pick.
Okay. Honesty is encouraged.
He's going to go 2 for 4, two hard hit singles.
Nice.
One of them is going to take Waggis back out of the game, come back or right to the dick.
I think he goes bloop single to get the confidence and then home run, Apo Taco, Sosa.
Fourth deck, you thinking?
I wasn't thinking it, but out to right field, sure.
Out of the stadium, Mickey Mantle. Over
Patriots
the facade.
Antonio Brown. Wow.
Did they really?
Yeah.
You think it's because they asked Belichick too many questions? Did you see that? He was like, I'm just talking about football. And then he was like, I'm out.
That might have been his tipping point.
Like, okay. If the fucking reporters are going to ask me about you, then you're off the team. I have one rule. Don't let reporters ask me about you. I hate that shit. Also, don't rape people.
Yeah.
It's the second rule. Don't be a bad guy.
Don't be a bad guy. Good rule to live by for everyone out there.
Good rule to live by. All right. So, Jake, what do you think the over-under is?
Over-under. God, Jays, Happer, Waggis pack. I think they go kind of lame and say 10.5. Like, my gut wants to say 11, but I think they have it at 10.5.
All right, I'll go 10.5 with you, just for the camaraderie, since you were such a jerk earlier.
Holy smokes. And that could really bring this whole thing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could make his friends again. When you said holy smokes, you weren't talking about Justin Smoke, right?
Oh, you could spell it however you want. No qualms.
Okay. I'm going to spell it J-A-K-E-S-U-C-K-S.
Over-under is 9.5.
Why? Why do they keep doing that?
I think it's like an end-of-the-year teams-don't-care-anymore thing. I genuinely don't know. Like, what could they be thinking? Like, Hap has turned it around and the Yanks don't care?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm going over.
Okay, I'm going to go over, too. Yanks have their good lineup in. So it seems like they should just do the over.
I'm with it.
All right. I think it's buffering again. I got to fix my internet and shit. We'll go to the chat, though. Do the Yanks re-sign Betances and Didi or one from this offseason? Oof, I don't know. Can't even think about it. Can't even think about it.
A lot has to happen between now and then.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy the game today, guys. Thank you for hanging out with us and listening. We will be back tomorrow with another pregame show. Jake, give me your last words.
Waggis.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.